it's gonna be all right.
Will you give me your name, please?
Rosa A. Mrs. Rosa A.
And that's. And your address?
Route 4. Monticello. Zip code 31064.
Okay. And what's the name of this community?
This is the Piedmont community. I think that's where it's recorded now. Of course, it used to be the people would call it the out at the Camel's Crossroad because there's two churches up there, but it's called the Piedmont community. They record in the phone book, the Piedmont community.
Okay, then I'm going to open this and read it. And about how far are we from Monticello?
Well, about 5 miles.
Uh-huh. And what's the county?
Jasper County.
Okay. And where were you born, Ms.?
I was born here on this spot of ground.
For goodness sake. And would you mind telling me how old you are?
Oh, I'm 62.
Okay. And what church do you go to?
Wesley Chapel, AME Church.
What does AME
stand for? African Methodist Episcopal.
Uh-huh. Well, now what does CME stand for?
Colored Methodist Episcopal.
But they're two different churches?
Yes, they are. They are two different churches. I don't know. Probably they were all, I don't know, it, probably some years it might have been, I couldn't explain it. But I tell you, the African Methodist Church was founded by Richard Allen.
Uh-huh.
And I think the colored Methodist church is the outgrowth of the white Methodists, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the
So they have two different histories.
Two different uh-huh. histories. I believe it is.
Well, I noticed a CME when I was coming down to Atlanta. Well, I was wondering if they were related.
Well, I believe it's the outgrowth of the white, you know, when the white Methodists first started. I believe, I don't know now, I couldn't really say this is the history of all the color, but I'm just assuming that it is the outgrowth of the white Methodist.
Uh-huh.
And the African Methodist was established by a Negro, Richard
uh-huh.
Allen. It's the independent of the white Methodist.
Uh-huh.
And it was established by a Negro, African Methodist.
Are you retired now, or do you have a job?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. And what did you do before you
came? I was teaching.
And what grade did you teach?
Well, when I first began teaching, I taught in the elementary school, in the rural school. I had all the grades.
Oh, so yeah.
In the one teacher school, I guess you heard about it. Of course, I know you wouldn't know about it, but once upon a time, you know, we had this little rural school, and we had first through the seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And finally, in this county, as in other counties, they consolidated the schools and they took the schools from the rural areas and carried them to Monticello. And so there, when I began teaching there, I taught first grade. I was assigned to the third grade, and one of the first grade teachers didn't want to teach first grade. It looked like they, you know, so many of the teachers looked like evaded. First
mm-hmm.
grade, they didn't
want.
Sure they
the
felt like that was a hard job, so I felt it was a challenge to me. I said, "Well, I am a teacher. I'll teach anywhere this time." And the principal asked if I would teach first one of the first grade,
mm-hmm.
and I consented. And so I enjoyed so much that year until I asked for the first grade every year.
Well, that's very interesting.
And I think I taught for 14 years there at that school, and I taught first grade for 12 years. I took 1 year absent from teaching, a rest. I was tired.
Mm-hmm.